Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hey folks, Ryan Rice for Community Comment. While attending a high school graduation a few years back, I remember the valedictorian, during her speech, asking all the graduates that were going on to attend college to please stand up, and 195 out of the 200 graduates stood. Post-ceremony, I found out that not all of the students that stood would actually go to college, yet they were embarrassed not to stand. Have we as a society made college out to be more important than it really is, to where students feel they have to lie about it? According to a CNBC Gallup poll in 2013, 70% of American adults viewed college as being very important, and the importance level has dropped to a staggering 51%. And what is more disturbing is the age group between 18 and 29 has dropped from 74% in 2013 to 41% on the importance factor of a college education. Is this due to the fact that the value, access, and quality of education has decreased? According to Stephanie Markin at Gallup, that's exactly the case. The Obama administration set a goal in 2009 to see that 60% of 25 to 34-year-olds would have college degrees by 2020. Is this a ploy to push an agenda? According to an article out of the Washington Examiner, 61% of Americans, Democrat and Republican, have a negative view of higher education. The article also goes on to say that academic studies show that liberalism has infiltrated academia and is corrupting higher education. Multiple recent studies from well-respected institutions have identified overwhelming negative repercussions that come as a result of the liberal creep in academia. Over 50% of students hold back on sharing ideas, and 30% self-censor due to thinking that their ideas may be politically incorrect. According to this same article, out of 479 sociology professors, only 2% were found to be conservatives. Similarly, a study by the National Association of Scholars found that nearly 40% of the top-ranked liberal arts colleges have zero professors who are registered Republicans. University of Oxford researchers found that there is no shortage of examples when it comes to professors teaching their opinion in the classroom and taking part in political activism on campus. When looking at this in terms of the student debt ceiling being at $1.75 trillion, college seems to be an extremely poor investment choice unless you're willing to pay to get indoctrinated, not educated. So unless you have your career specifically targeted that requires a four-year degree, explore the alternatives of military, apprenticeship, workforce programs, and even trade schools that provide a great living wage and benefits. Being smart about life's career choices without college is nothing to be embarrassed about. Again, Ryan Rice for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.